This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to the increasingly popular sport of amateur MMA, mixed martial arts. It's a full-contact combat sport. It's not for the faint of heart. Fighters may hit and strike both standing and on the ground, and they use wrestling or grappling moves in the fight. Michigan legalized MMA bouts in 2007, professional fights, but nothing for amateurs. And critics in the mixed martial arts community in other states say that is putting lives in danger. Just last Saturday night, a 35-year-old fighter died after an amateur bout in Port Huron. He apparently did not have a pre-fight medical screening. Following his death, State Representative Harvey Santana of Detroit was able to push his package of reform bills through the House, bills that would finally regulate amateur MMA fights in Michigan. Now, the first state to regulate mixed martial arts was New Jersey. That was in 2000, and it included a fully regulated amateur MMA program. Nick Lembo is with the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board, and he's the chair of the MMA Committee for the Association of Boxing Commissions. Nick Lembo joins us now from New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us just how tightly regulated is New Jersey's amateur MMA program, and particularly what it means for promoters and officials and for fighters?
Well, it's fairly regulated in the sense that, first of all the individuals who wish to compete have to be identified. They have to be of a minimum age. If they're over a certain age, there's extra medical requirements. We have an EMT, paramedics, and an ambulance on site. We have at least two ringside physicians on site at all times. We have a trained referee. We have to approve the matchmaking, and there are pre-fight medicals that are required for every fighter.
And so can you contrast that with the way that that an amateur bout might be run in an unregulated state like Michigan then?
I mean, not to, you know, I'm not exaggerating, but they'll pull people out of a crowd, you know, to come down and fight. You know, you don't know the age of the fighter. You don't know the skill of the fighter. That's another thing that New Jersey requires. We have a certification form from a trainer that this individual trains at my school for X period of time, and in my judgment, I'm certifying that this fighter is healthy as far as I know and is at a level of skill that is significant enough to allow him to compete in this contest.
It kind of begs a terribly obvious question. Why wouldn't all states regulate amateur fights? Because it just seems like there's so much possibility for someone being killed.
Well, I think states are not in the habit of regulating amateur combat sports. The other big amateur combat sport is boxing, which is under a federal charter from the Ted Stevens Amateur Sports Act and is regulated by USA Boxing. A lot of states do regulate professional MMA now, as opposed to a couple years ago, there was just a handful. But with the popularity of UFC and Bellator and these other organizations now, and the money that is generated to a state and to an athletic commission by their appearance, suddenly a lot of commissions became amenable to having professional mixed martial arts in their state, but they didn't allow or strictly ban, you know, they didn't contemplate what was also coming along with that, was that you're going to have amateurs that are going to want to compete in this sport too, and you have to make sure that it's a safe environment for them. And unfortunately, they were left behind.
So what I'm hearing is that the popularity of mixed martial arts has kind of outstripped legislature's awareness of it or ability to provide regulation.
I don't know if that's true, because I think it is a combat sport. It is dangerous. It is as safe or safer than other combat sports if properly regulated. But in my view, you shouldn't allow it in your state if you are not going to regulate it. And if anything, I would say let the professionals go and regulate the amateurs if you don't have the resources to do it. But if you don't have the resources to do it, you really shouldn't allow it. But it makes no sense to allow, you know, 13-year-olds with little skill, poorly trained or self-trained, to go to an event and bring their own gloves and have no one supervising the hand wrapping and have no drug testing and have them fighting someone that may have 20 more fights than them because they're not even being ID'd. You don't know who they are. And to give you some specific examples, we had one gentleman actually from Michigan come to fight in New Jersey, take all the medicals, and he competed, and he was caught with a punch, and he was knocked unconscious. And he was required a 90-day suspension before he could compete again and to take a CAT scan and get clearance from a neurologist.
Sure.
From his own. And that was something that a trained ringside physician who was on site and, you know, analyzed him, made those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he simply didn't do that. He just went back to Michigan and fought the next weekend.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's an issue there. Another issue is a female fighter that got knocked out in Canada on a Friday night and came down to Michigan on Saturday night and got knocked out in that fight the next night. So when it's completely uncontrolled, it's much more dangerous.
Nick Lembo is with the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board, and he chairs the MMA Committee for the Association of Boxing Commissions. Representative Santana's package of bills passed 106-3 yesterday in the State House. Now it all moves to the State Senate. The legislation would require amateur fighters to be at least 18 to be screened for communicable diseases, and promoters of amateur fights would have to be licensed with the state, they'd have to carry health insurance for fighters, and they would have to have a physician and an ambulance present at each fight.